Curly, do you want to tell John that story about how you picked it up while your dad was out milking? I think that's a good story. This kind of tells the first time he ever actually played.
Well, Dad was out doing our morning milking, and I picked up the fiddle. I hadn't even tried it before. I got to mess with it a little bit, and shoot, I could kind of tell how it was working, you know. And I learned to play Sweet Evelina while he was milking out there.
Just like that, just that morning.
Yeah, of course, he's out there probably 45 minutes or an hour. He came in from milking, and he'd asked my mother if Ed Patterson had come by, and he'd heard the fiddle out there, and she said, no, so go take a look. He looked in there, and I was sitting in there on the bed playing, and so that's how I first came about. But it wasn't anything special to me, really. It never was a very hard job to learn to play tunes.
How long was it between then and when you and your brother and sister started playing together as a trio?
Probably maybe a year or something like that.
So you were about 10 when you started,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I had a fiddle, guitar, and a mandolin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My little sister, she started playing the mandolin, and then she learned to play fiddle. Her and I switched back and forth on the mandolin and fiddle. I'd play breakdowns. And she'd play songs and melodies, and I mean singing songs and all that kind of stuff.
Can you explain what a breakdown is?
A breakdown is a hoedown or something like that. It used to square dance too, like Sally Gooden, Sally Johnson, or 8th of January. Mm-hmm. I don't really know where they came from, maybe Irish. Anyway, they're fast.
And they're instrumental.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
fast. They have a beat that you
yeah,
can dance to.
Yeah, it's a fiddle deal entirely, breakdowns.
I believe you told me you didn't play anything but a breakdown until you got with Johnny Lee.
That's right.
Okay.
So then in 1936, you were 11 years old.
Yes.
And something happened to you. What was that?
Well, I won a contest that Bob Wills had done here in Tulsa in 1936.
That contest then was at the Avery Coliseum. Downtown.
Yeah, it was between 5th and 6th on Elgin.
How did you get entered into this fiddling contest?
Well, my brother was downtown fooling around. He was 5 years older than me.
And that's Prez.
Prez, yeah. He was my guitar player. He was downtown and he passed by down there where they were entering people for the contest. So he just went in there and entered me in it. He came home. Of course, I wasn't very happy about it. I didn't really want to do it. Anyway, it was a three-day contest, and 67 old fiddlers from 7 different states all around Oklahoma here. The contest ran 3 nights. The first night, all 67 played, and they picked out 25. I was number 9 in the 25. The second night, they picked 10 out of the 25. And I was number 6 out of 10. So the next night, they had 2 contests. The first one, they picked 3 out of the 10 for the final deal. Before that, my brother said, boy, if you just keep coming out 3 at a time, you got it made. Anyway, the third night, they picked 3 out of the 10, and sure enough, I took 3rd place in that. Then the 3 of us played off, and I was lucky enough to win it. Of course, the old saying, you don't perform against dogs or kids. You know, my size had a lot to do with it, I'm sure.
Well, I got to believe you're real good, and we should point out again that you were just 11 years old.
Yeah, that third place I took at night paid $10, and the grand prize was $100. That was like, oh, gosh almighty, $2,000 nowadays or more, you know. I wanted my dad to take that $100 and move back to Stigler because I liked that country. I was tired of town already. He wouldn't do it. Instead, he bought me a blue serge suit. Paid $17 for it. Boy, and that was high class then.
What happened to the balance, the rest of the money?
I don't know.
Went to the family, probably.
Yeah, sure, it went to the family, yeah. Everything went to the family.
And you were living in Tulsa then at that time?
Yeah, right.
Where were you living?
Over on Quanah, South Quanah. I remember at the time, we were paying $14 a month for rent. We paid it by the week. Every Sunday morning, the landlord, his name was Miller, he'd come by there and collect his rent, you know, 3 and a half every Sunday morning. We'd go out and play for tips through the week. And my mother paid him two or three times in dimes, all dimes. He got quite a kick out of that, but back in those days, a dime was buy a loaf of bread or whatever.
How come you to move from Stigler to Tulsa? How come the family to move, Curly?
Well, times were so hard. I had an uncle that had moved up here, Dad's older brother, and they were kind of close. His older brother was always talking him into something, and he talked him into selling out down there and moving up here.
But your dad didn't have any work. I mean, you kids were pretty much the sole source of income there for a while,
right? Yeah, we sure were. Yeah, Dad get a day's work here and there, you know. But as far as finding a steady job, there wasn't any to be had.